Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies tonight, this week, and a little preview of what's coming on later this month. Tonight, the best thing going on, we've been talking about planets for a long time, but I think the best thing going on is the brightest star in the sky, Sirius. We don't often talk about stars, but we should. We should. And the closest star visible to us in the northern hemisphere is Sirius, which happens to be the brightest star in the sky. So we're lucky. We get to see it. Actually, the closest star to us is only visible in the southern hemisphere, and it's really dim. But in the northern hemisphere, the closest star that we can see with our eyes happens to be the brightest star in the sky. Sirius, the dog star representing part of one of Orion's large hunting dogs, is really, really easy to find because, again, it's the brightest star in the sky. It's a great wintertime thing, visible in the evening all winter long, rising a little bit later tonight, but before any planets rise. So there's no confusion about what's going to be the brightest thing visible in the evening tonight. The way to find it, if you need help finding it, is to find the line of stars that make up the belt of Orion and follow it backwards to the brightest star in the sky. Bright, twinkling because of the star, whitish thing, but can look multicolored because we're looking at it through many, many, many miles of air, so it can cycle through. Very bright, sparkly, sometimes rainbow-colored. For us, it's part of Canis Major, one of Orion's hunting dogs, and it's called the Dog Star for that reason. But it's been called a bunch of different things over the years, and actually the dog days of summer, if you ever heard that term, is because people used to think that we can see it in winter, but that would mean that it would be not visible by us behind the sun in summertime. People used to think that that added brightness, that extra oomph from Sirius added to the oomph from the sun to make summer extra, extra hot. Doesn't have anything to do with that, but that's what people used to think. So Sirius is going to be pretty amazing. It's always an awesome sight. We do get calls from people wondering, what is that twinkly multicolored thing? And that's usually the star Sirius. So look for Sirius tonight. But later this month, we have a couple cool things coming up. The best meteor shower of the year is going to be coming up a little bit later this month. We'll talk in a couple weeks. It's the Geminid meteor shower. It's going to be better even than the summer's meteor showers. The moon is not going to be in the way. It's going to be perfect conditions for watching shooting stars. And this year, we might be able to see maybe a couple meteors per minute, maybe up to like 100 and something per hour. So we'll talk more about that as that comes up. The other thing I'm excited about this month is the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, the longest night of the year, the time when we're most tilted away from the sun in the northern hemisphere, and that's going to be happening actually on the usual solstice date of the 21st this year. It can be forward or back by a day or two, but this year that's going to be happening. And then we'll be talking more about that then because that's a great time to have a lot of time to bundle up and look at some stars. For more information about any of this, you can call us at 784-4812. You can visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu, or best yet, come and check us out in person, chat with our staff, check out one of the planetarium shows in our Dome Theater, do some shopping in our fantastic science store for the difficult-to-shop-for people on your list. We love seeing you ex-listeners here, and keep looking up.